You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me, because you have tuned in today to God's frequency to hear a word from Him, and I pray you won't be disappointed today. Now, this is the last part of a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago. It's entitled, Should I Fear God? Now, we'll get to that in a minute. I want to invite everyone out to Island. We are meeting tonight at 6 o'clock for our Revelation Bible study. That's from 6 to 7. The place, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. 6 to 7. I promise you'll be out of there by 5 after 7 sharp. We're looking at the famous text of the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13. That's where we're at tonight. You are invited for that. Sunday morning starts my verse-by-verse study in the book of Galatians. We're going to be looking at the epistles of Paul, starting at Galatians, and looking at legalism, looking at people that have tried to add things to salvation by grace alone through faith alone. That's what we're looking at Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, in the meantime, this is the last part of a sermon entitled, Should I Fear God? Really, it's taken from, well, there are so many places in the Bible that mention that. All of the Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We looked at what happened when Uzzah was moving the ark, or actually David was moving the ark, and Uzzah touched the ark. We looked in the New Testament, Ananias and Sapphira lying to the Holy Spirit. And when these things happened, it said, great fear fell on all these who heard and saw these things. And back in the Old Testament of King David, it said, and David feared the Lord on that day. Now my question is, should you and I fear God today, or is that just old school? This is the last part. To hear the other parts, you can go to WGODontheair.net or to Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Now, here's the last part of this message. Should I fear God?
3 years, I did not cease to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. What a ministry. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine me preaching for 3 years straight? Now, I've been here 2 years at Island. 2 years. Can you imagine adding another year of every week me getting up here and warning you? Every week? Warning and teaching, and all wisdom. Why did he do that? What did he know that Joel Osteen doesn't know? What else did Paul say about fear? Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. You see, there's the good news in the next verse. He says, notice he doesn't say work for your salvation. He says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But then he says, for it is God who is at work in you. God wants to do the work in you. You just got to let him do it. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wants to work it out and live out his life inside of you. Again, we need to work out what God has worked in. You know, the church of today hates this verse. Why? Because of these two words. Work and fear. Work and fear. Work out? Oh, you're Catholic, brother. Fear? No, that's Old Testament, brother. It's New Testament. The attitude of reverential fear. It's an attitude that runs cover to cover in this book. All right, now turn with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "Now I, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Now look at verse 3. "And I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling." Now, suffice it to say, if I did this, you would be looking for another pastor. Trembling? Man, that's lost on today. I mean, if the Apostle Paul came in here today and preached this, you'd think he was crazy. You wouldn't have me around anymore. Fear and trembling? Trembling? That's lost on today. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says this, "Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Notice it says, perfecting. In other words, we're a work in progress. You're better November 16th, 2014 than you were November 16th, 2013. You're not there yet. It's a work in progress. Perfecting. It's a present active participle. It's a work in action. You're not there yet. Never fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Just do what he says. Okay, let me read another one to you. Ephesians 5:17. This is, "Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Verse 20, it says, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." Question, in your opinion, were these people who heard and received the gospel from the apostles, were they complacent in their salvation? I would say no, right? They weren't complacent. You know, I'll tell you, the apostles weren't worried about church growth. They weren't worried about outgrowing their facility or the fear of making a church member upset. Rather, they feared somebody else. They feared Almighty God. Him we preach, warning and teaching every man in all wisdom. And this is why the apostles warned Christians to fear God. Even Jesus himself, the Bible says, feared God the Father. Did you know that? Did you know that Jesus feared God? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Speaking of Jesus, it says, "Who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his godly fear." So let me see if I get this right. Jesus Christ feared God, but you have eternal, I'm eternally secure. I say, get on the side of Jesus Christ. Notice why he was heard. He was heard, it says, because of his godly fear. Again, fear is a godly reverence, a reverential reaction that governs one's actions. That's why I take exception when I hear people say, "Don't ever preach that sermon. That'll be the biggest mistake you ever make. Why do you want to tell people to fear God? What kind of relationship would you have with God if you walked around fearing him? We just looked at more than one scripture encouraging you that God is holy. He must be approached that way. He's holy. He is the Lord. He does not change. His holiness is who he is. God is holy. Believe me, when you die and leave this world, you're going to see that. Look at what happens in the people in the Bible when they ran into him. What did Isaiah say? Read Isaiah chapter 6. Sometimes he fell on his knees and said, "Woe is me, for I'm ruined." When John saw him, it said he fell at his feet like a dead man. This is what happened when Daniel saw him. He fell on his feet. Ezekiel, anytime anyone came face to face with the holy God, the Son of God, no one has seen God and live, God the Father, but he is holy. He must be regarded that way. He doesn't change. So, do you want to be heard today? What's your attitude? Do you fear God? To stay on God's cutting edge, you need to fear God. I think we're going to wrap this up here. I had a couple more examples I could have given you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, we could have looked at Noah. It says, Noah, who was warned of things not yet seen, was moved with godly fear. And he prepared an ark for the saving of his household. He did it because he feared God. That's why. God said it, Noah believed it. Last one, 1 Peter 1:17. Peter says, if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, then pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. That's the apostles' instructions on how we ought to live our lives here. In fear. Verse 18, Pete tells us the reason why. For as much as you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So just let me encourage you today. Don't take the grace of God flippantly. The Lord Jesus said, watch therefore, pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things and stand before the Son of Man. It's all in your attitude. And again, I leave you with Solomon's words. And that is, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it's good or whether it's evil. All right, personal application. What can you take home with you today at a message like this? The odds are you're never going to hear again in your life someone tell you to fear God other than God himself if you read his word. Fearing God's not stylish anymore. What can you take home with you today? First and foremost, this promise. It's Luke chapter 1, verse 50. This is what he says. It says, his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.